Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am not Kristen. I'm Kat. Hey. I am an experiential producer, a film historian, and I am absolutely appalled with the Academy's nominations this year, but that's a discussion for another show.
Yeah, we ought to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
My show. And I'm Al John Go, lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan, podcast producer. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already done so, please like and subscribe and click that notification bell whenever we post new content, and I will get this bell going.
Woo!
Yay! Today, we are talking about some good times there because Disney has got a brand new local flavor for Popcorn Day. And then we also have a foodie guide to celebrate Black History Month. Soulfully is back at the Walt Disney World Resort. So we'll talk about that. And yes, it's going to be really great. And by the way, last week we had a couple great shows, but our sequence was kind of out of order. So I posted our show on Monday, but Thursday's show did not post for whatever reason. I thought I posted it, but this is what happens when you're sleep deprived. So I went ahead and posted it retroactively, and that was about the Disney dining plan. So I encourage everybody to go back, not for last week's show, but yes, go back and listen to that if you haven't, and check out the video podcast on Spotify, but also go back and check out the show that was just posted just yesterday for the Disney Dining Plan updates, because that's a huge show. And I apologize that for whatever reason, it didn't go live. It was very strange. But hey, that's technology. So it's there. And the link is actually on our Facebook page. So you can go back retroactively and check that out. So I encourage everybody to do that. Okay, good.
Yes, definitely.
How are you, Kat?
Oh, I'm still here. It's cold here in Los Angeles.
Oh.
But we're getting through it. We're getting through it.
Is it?
How are you guys?
Is it sweater weather in LA?
A little bit. A little bit. It's been raining a lot. So it's more like galoshes weather, but.
Same here.
That's,
you know,
okay.
If it was, you know, if it's like 50 degrees, much better than it was the prior week where we got pelted by snow, about 8 inches of snow here in Middle Tennessee. Much like a lot of the Midwest, we got pelted by snow and ice now, and then it's all melted away now. Things are kind of back to normal. Everybody's kind of, there's sicknesses going around offices and schools and such. And it's just one of those times, you know, everybody's in close proximity to each other indoors in their offices and in their schools. So hopefully everybody's doing okay and staying healthy and staying warm and dry, because
yes,
this weather has brought the rain. And I think if it was like 30 degrees cooler, we would still be under some snow because it's been raining nonstop, you know?
Yeah. With my parents, it's been raining, but it's also like 37 degrees. I feel like the second it gets cold, they're going to be covered in ice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is that time of year though. So I'm looking forward to the spring rearing its head here in a few weeks. So Hopefully, Punxsutawney Phil can hear soon. Can
next Friday?
Just don't worry about looking into your shadow and just give us spring. All right.
Exactly. Give us spring. Give us spring for Mom's 65th birthday. That would make me very happy, and it would make her very happy.
That would be great.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of the other stuff that's going on. I mean, I know, you know, Justin Timberlake is making the rounds, doing some tours just for you, Kat.
Oh boy. I'm so excited for Justin Timberlake's new song to come out. I know Justin Timberlake is a problematic fave. I know he is. But I'm excited. I'm excited.
It's all right. I'd be excited for you. You know, I've got some concert tickets lined up for this year for Kristen and myself to spend some adulting time outside with the kid, you know, without the kid.
Good.
Got Alanis Morissette we're going to go check out this year. Nice. Smashing Pumpkins once again. And Fall Out Boy is going to be coming into town. I know Hootie and the
Blowfish. Fall Out Boy show is so good.
Yeah, it'll be the first
There's
time.
So much.
Yeah, go ahead.
So much. It's just so much for Stardust tour still, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy what they do on stage. It's nuts. It's absolutely insane.
I can't
wait. It's so good.
We're big fans. And I met and hung out with the drummer for Fall Out Boy when I was at Star Wars Celebration several years ago. And he's a big Star Wars fan. So we geeked out over that and music a little bit. And of course, I'm a big fan of Fall Out Boy. I think their music is very anthemic, you know, for being part of the late 2000s. You know, rock movement, which was awesome.
Yes.
And, you know, hopefully catch Green Day, hopefully catch My Chemical Romance if they decide to go back out. Excited about No Doubt kind of reuniting for Coachella. I'll be watching it on TV. I wish I could bring Kristen because No Doubt's one of our favorite bands of all time. And I have been in contact with Adrian Young, their drummer, as well as their guitarist, you know, for a while. And I had met No Doubt during the Return of Saturn tour.
Yeah.
They were just the nicest band, and Gwen was just amazing.
Yeah.
Super, super cool. And it's nice to know, like 20 years later, that the band is coming back together and just looking forward to seeing what they do and hopefully pick up enough steam to kind of get on this world tour, because I know it's a lot for Gwen because she has like a million different things going on.
Oh yeah, she's definitely an entrepreneur with her hand spinning several plates at once.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, because I know it's a big commitment. You know, it's why Victoria Beckham didn't tour with the Spice Girls, because you know, she has so many plates that she's spinning around that she couldn't commit to the last world tour with Spice Girls. So,
truth.
Also one of my favorite bands, I have to say.
I do know that about you, Aljon.
You know that.
It's a wonderful thing.
Sorry, we are talking about Disney and food, and so
eventually. Someday.
Eventually, but you know, we have to catch up, talk about, you know, bees and stuff.
The things that have happened in the last few weeks.
This is true.
Days, this however long it's been.
Yes. Well, I tell you what's really exciting. Just a few days ago, we celebrated National Popcorn Day. I don't know about you, Kat, but I'm a big fan of popcorn.
Me too.
Because both of us are movie fans and fans. Popcorn plays a big role in our lives. And I love the flavored popcorn, whether it's at the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, you know, over at Galaxy's Edge. I love the popcorn there. Mm-hmm. And so it's really cool. Or Cozy Cone over there at Cars Land. But why don't you tell us a little bit about the latest local flavor that the Walt Disney World Resort is getting into?
Sure. So Popcorn Junkie is a family-run business. Neil and Minetta Crozier had a storefront in Orlando, and they have been supplying to the Disneyland Resort since 2018 their flavored popcorn treats. You can get their popcorn all over Magic Kingdom, Main Street USA, to Galaxy's Edge, and they'll be on the cruise ship soon even. And their flavor right now is Strawberry Crunch.
Ooh.
You can get it at the confectionery on Main Street, Colonel Kitchen inside the Main Street confectionery. It's available for a limited time. It is pink and red because obviously it's Valentine's Day and it's time for all things strawberry flavored.
Yes.
But it's so cool, and you can get it with like special toppings, and there are a lot of really great flavors that you can get all over the Disney parks, from the Strawberry Crunch, of course, to Better Butter, Cheesy Cheddar, Crispy Caramel at Magic Kingdom, the Rainbow Fruity Mix at Epcot that is most well known for being sold with those beautiful pigment popcorn buckets.
Oh.
And special seasonal flavors all over the place. So, yeah, Popcorn Junkie, they seem like they're really killing it over there.
Yes. And you know what I love about it is the fact that the Disney parks are celebrating and lifting up small businesses, local businesses. They did it with, with this company here, Popcorn Junkie. They've done it when, you know, and I wouldn't say that Joffrey's is a small company, but they are smaller than Starbucks.
Yeah, when they started out, they were pretty small.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And so if you'd like to check out some more of their efforts in order to help other small businesses in Florida, you can visit DisneyFlorida.com. But yes. I think it's really great that they're helping these businesses out. And they said that their business, Popcorn Junkie's business, has increased by 200%. And
which is crazy.
That's what we love to see.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's Strawberry Crunch for Valentine's Day, but this is a Black-owned business, and February is Black History Month. So not only should you celebrate and support Black-owned businesses every day, but if you needed a better excuse than to just, like, be existing, now's a great time to do that.
Yes, and it's so yummy, and it's so good. So definitely put a lot of sweat equity in that and hard work, and it's paying off in dividends, and the fans are loving it, and we love it. So
yes, go
over there and buy some popcorn.
And
another thing you should support is small businesses. And I'm here to tell you, Kat, you're actually going to throw it to me, but then I'm going to go ahead and take it because of the segue.
Hell, John, do you know of a small business we could support?
Oh, yes, you can. Kristen and her travel, because she is a travel guru, and she helps everyone have a magical vacation by booking people and planning their Disney vacation, Universal Vacation, Adventures by Disney, all the cruise lines, including the Disney Cruise Line. And right now, Kat, we've been talking about this for a while, but I think it's high time that people, as they start planning their vacations, to take advantage of the latest travel deal. Disney Plus subscribers will enjoy free dining plan. That's right, the Disney dining plan, everybody's favorite, when they purchase a non-discounted four-night, four-day Walt Disney package with Kristen, which includes park tickets, park hopper options for most nights from July to September 30th of this year, 2024, as you listen to this. Of course, she's going to ask that you provide the special procedures they require to validate that you are a Disney Plus subscriber. All right, so packages are available for longer lengths of stay. So yes, the more you stay, the more you save with this Disney travel deal with the Disney dining plan. And of course, there's a lot of great flexibility. We talked about the Disney dining plan at length here on the show a couple of weeks back, or last week. So you can check out a variety of different meals from more than 200 participating dining locations. That's just about everywhere, where you can dine, right? So there's a lot of flexibility and a lot of savings to be had with this four-night, four-day Walt Disney World travel package. And then you can select from the different deluxe villa resort hotels, deluxe resort, moderate resort hotels, and value resorts. So yes, there is something for everyone for this deal once again. So be a Disney Plus subscriber, save, and get the free Disney dining plan option by booking with Kristen. All right. And you can book with Kristen by sending her this email, Kristen at theme parks and cruises, or theme parks and cruises at gmail.com. Theme parks and cruises at gmail.com. I'm not used to saying that, Kat, but I'm glad I paid attention when she was talking.
Truth. Yeah.
All right. Soulfully is upon us.
Let's jump in. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Want to go ahead and tell us what it's all about, Kat?
Yeah, of course. So as I said a little earlier, February, of course, is Black History Month. And to celebrate, the culinary teams at Disney Parks are bringing the flavor with delicious eats and sips, honoring Black heritage and culture. Celebrate Soulfully festivities are taking place at Walt Disney World and Disneyland resorts. And of course, a lot of these things you can experience throughout the year, but some of these are, of course, special for this time. I'm excited. Let's start over at Walt Disney World. at Disney All-Star Movies Resorts Music and Sports.
Okay.
At World Premiere Food Court, you can get an intermission food court and end zone food court from February 1st through March 31st, so quite a long time. You can get banana pudding cheesecake.
Ooh.
Banana cheesecake with vanilla pudding and vanilla wafer crust. And assistant sous chef Janelle Wright drew inspiration from her Jamaican roots and time living in the U.S., where she developed a fondness for banana pudding, haven't we all?
Yes.
She has taken this classic dessert and infused it with special cheesecake, topped with a Mickey garnish, and a special nod to Janelle's dream of working for Disney coming true. That's wonderful.
Oh.
I love that for Janelle. Good for you, Janelle.
I love how they put this little personal touch in these descriptions for the
Yes.
Nice.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yes.
Over at Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter at Scat Cats Club, available all month of February, you can get the berry beignets. Mixed berry compote, house-made Uncle Nearest whiskey caramel sauce and powdered sugar, served with a pipette of Uncle Nearest whiskey. So you can get a little wild with those beignets if you're feeling like that.
I love that idea.
Yes. At Disney Saratoga Springs at the Artist Palette, you can get all month of February the Soulful Sunday Pork Cutlet. It's a smoked pork chop, collard greens, black-eyed peas, and house-made sweet cornbread.
Mm.
And from February 1st through March 31st, you can get traditional pound cake. Homemade vanilla pound cake, inspired by proprietor Deborah Davis Pollard's family recipe that's been passed down from generation to generation.
Nice.
Yeah. Tell me about the next thing, Al John.
All right. So available at the various Disney Resort Hotel quick service restaurants available from the 1st through the 29th with mobile order available. They have the country fried pork steak with herb gravy. Yum. So they've got this fried pork loin with herb cream sauce, fried cabbage sauteed with smoked sausage, roasted marble potato. And it's available at a bunch of different food courts through the All-Star Resorts, as well as Pop Century Port Orleans Resorts as well. And they also have got over there at the various Pop and Art of Animation Resorts, as well as Port Orleans, the red, mini red velvet cake with cream cheese buttercream. And that looks absolutely amazing. So you can get those at the food courts. Wow. And I am a big fan of red velvet cake. So this is right up my alley. The other thing they've got here is they have a various hotel, resort, pool, bars, lounge, and table service restaurants available through the 3rd of February through the 29th. It is the Southern Citrus Twist, which features Uncle Nearest 1884 Small Batch Whiskey. Oh, yeah. They speak my love language. Also, lemon juice, maple syrup, and Helicocktail Company Orange Bitters. I am down with that.
Yes.
It's inspired by a partnership between leaders Dougie Williams and Hunter Burton Reuter. And this cocktail features Uncle Nearest Small Batch Whiskey, celebrating the heritage and partnerships of Black, Indigenous, and people of color products. So that sounds wonderful. Over there at Magic Kingdom, they've got at Antigravity's Galactic Goodies, available from the 1st of February all the way through March 1st with mobile order, the Bananas Foster Shake, which is layered with caramelized banana sauce and topped with whipped cream, like that. Also at Cinderella's Royal Table, they have the Crab Top Catch of the Day, which has got roasted pumpkin smoked Gouda grits, braised beans, and brown Meyer lemon emulsion. That sounds amazing. I love that Crab Top Catch of the Day. It sounds great. At Crystal Palace, they have the Chicken Andouille Gumbo, which has got the andouille sausage, of course, and okra and traditional gumbo base, which is new. And a returning favorite at Golden Oak Outpost, they've got Tiana's Famous Beignets, which are light, sweet, fluffy beignets with strawberry dipping sauce. All right, Kat, what's going on at Main Street?
Well, all month of February, you can get Tiana's Petite Cake. It's a vanilla chiffon cake with lemon chantilly and fresh strawberries topped with a fondant flower and a chocolate piece, of course, featuring Tiana. At Pecos Bill, all month, you can get the Fried Green Tomato BLT Sandwich. Fried green tomato sandwich with lettuce, bacon, and bacon pimento spread served with house-made chips. That sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah.
They also have a sweet potato pie topped with toasted marshmallows and candy pecans. Pinocchio's Village House all month will be serving peach cobbler, cinnamon panna cotta, peach cobbler, brown sugar streusel, and whipped cream with a Tiana chocolate piece. Assistant pastry chef Tiana Robertson has been making this signature recipe since she was 10 years old.
Oh.
I love that. This dish is inspired by her grandma's recipe, and it defined her childhood. These stories are always so good. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The inspiration behind the dishes. I love it.
So good. The Plaza Ice Cream Parlor all month long will have butter pecan praline sundaes, butter pecan ice cream topped with praline sauce, spiced pecans, and whipped cream. The Plaza Restaurant all month long will have chicken andouille gumbo, chicken andouille sausage, okra, and rice in a traditional gumbo base. And they too will have the Tiana petite cake.
Yeah.
Aljun, do you want to talk about Animal Kingdom?
Yes. So over at Dino Bite Snacks for this month, they've got the peach cobbler mini cake, which has got cinnamon caramel peach filling and oat streusel topping served with served warm with a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Now, this is a recipe featured in What Miss Fitcher Knows About Old Southern Cooking, the first cookbook by an African-American author. Abby Fisher started a business in Alabama where she made and sold pickles and preserves, and she eventually dictated her own recipes that would later become what is featured in the book, published in 1881. Wow, that's cool history right there. So take a step back in time for a time-tested recipe. That is awesome. And also, Flame Tree Barbecue, one of my personal favorite restaurants there at Animal Kingdom. The Creole Smoke Sausage Sandwich, which is, of course, the Creole smoked sausage on a roll with Piccadilly relish and stewed black peas, which, by the way, the Creole smoked sausage is best credited as a result of pairing distinct cooking flavors of French and African descendants living in Louisiana during the 18th century. Accompanying the smoked sausage sandwich are black-eyed peas, known to be a symbol of prosperity and hope. And we eat black-eyed peas every day for New Year's Day here with Kristen and myself as a kind of, once again, a homage to that for prosperity and hope in the new year.
Cute.
At Pizza Fari, you get the Celebrate Soulfully Cupcake, which is a vanilla cake with bananas foster jam filling, vanilla buttercream, Joe Gardner half note, white chocolate decor, and multi-layered crispy pearls. Now, if you know, recently in theaters, Disney Pixar's Soul was kind of re-released in theaters this past week. And Joe Gardner, of course, is the titular character, dreams of becoming a great jazz musician. And Joe adorns this cupcake as an homage to the jazz cultural impact with historical roots. Of course, you know, jazz transformed the music industry and brought success to musicians such as Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, and Ella Fitzgerald, all of which are kind of noted in Soul, as well as, you know, many others, including Tiana's movie, which is great, you know. Restaurantosaurus, they've got the cupcake, the Celebrate Soulfully cupcake as well. And at Tiffin's, they have probably one of my favorite dishes that Kristen loves to make, shrimp and grits. And this is a twist with South African mealie pap with roasted corn and goat cheese, peri-peri shrimp, and green tomato apple chutney. They also have the ginger whiskey featuring Uncle Nearest 1856 whiskey with notes of ginger and brown sugar. And if you know, you know Uncle Nearest Whiskey is both a black and women-owned operated business. It began in 2017, and it's become one of the leading whiskey brands in the industry, which is awesome, which is very yummy, by the way. Brand's namesake is Nathan Nearest Green, Nearest the nickname, who is believed to have created the Lincoln County process, which is a hallmark of Tennessee whiskey. I'm very aware of that.
You don't say.
Because of Jack Daniels, of course, which is whiskey filtered through sugar, maple, charcoal, then aged in charred oak barrels. Green is credited with teaching this technique to Jack Daniel, who hired Green as the first main distiller for the company on record in the United States. See, there you go. Before I even read it to you, I already knew the story. So, all right, Kat, what's going on at Dawa Bar?
Dawa Bar, Restaurant Storage Lounge, and the Thirsty River Bar all month will have the Pineapple Mint Julep. If we head over to Hollywood Studios, ABC Commissary all month long will have gumbo, chicken andouille sausage, okra, and seasonings, simmered in chicken stock, served over rice. Currently available at Hollywood and Vine, you can get poulet au foie, which is baked marinated chicken, baked chicken marinated in assorted spices served with red peppers, green peppers, and onions. Hollywood Scoops all month long will have the Mardi Gras milkshake. It's a cinnamon vanilla milkshake topped with a Mardi Gras king cake donut. I couldn't have the donut. I did have this milkshake. It was delicious. It's very cinnamony. If you like cinnamon, you'll like this.
Yes.
Woody's Lunchbox is all month is serving their sweet potato box lunch tart. Sweet potato lunch box tart. Why did I have a problem with that?
It's a Pop Tart.
I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
With cinnamon brown sugar icing, toasted marshmallows, and pecans.
Okay, so I said it was a Pop Tart. Of course, it's inspired by a Pop Tart, but it is so much more. All right, so don't get twisted. This is one of my favorite treats at Woody's Lunchbox.
Good. It looks delicious. I wish I could eat that.
Yes.
We talked about this dish a little bit a while back, and you can get it through February 19th at the Festival of the Arts, but at the artist table at Epcot International Festival of the Arts, the Hummingbird Cake, a banana pecan cake dipped in cream cheese icing with caramel sauce and warm pineapple compote. At Coral Reef Restaurant, now through March 31st, you can get shrimp and grits, Cajun grilled shrimp, seared grit cake, andouille hash, and Cajun emulsion. Another one of my favorites that's always available at Fife and Drum, the Half Note Float. Frozen Fanta Wild Cherry, Minute Maid Lemonade, and Fanta Blue Raspberry Slush with vanilla ice cream and a Half Note White Chocolate piece. Regal Eagle Smokehouse, Craft Drafts and Barbecue, available February 1st through March 31st. They will have their banana pudding back.
There you go.
Yeah. Over to Disney Springs, Chef Art Smith's Homecoming, all month long, you can get the Charles Woodson Wines 2019 Intercept Cabernet Sauvignon. What's happening at the ganachery, Aldron?
All right, so they've got a tasty cookie butter ganache square, which is enrobed in dark 65% chocolate, and this was inspired by chocolatier Destiny Hines, a cast member who loves sharing her cookie butter confections with friends. And let me tell you, cookie butter is so good, y'all. Oh, cookie butter. Two things that go great together. Also, Soulfully Pralines, which are covered in 65% dark chocolate as well. Chocolate Air cast member Sheila Moulton drew creative inspiration from Disney Pixar's Soul for these pralines. They look amazing.
That's so fun. There's so many seasonal flavors at ganachery right now.
It's one of my favorite places, man. What? Yeah. So good.
If you go in there right now, you're going to be able to just pick through a plethora of interesting flavors. And I am jealous. Apologies.
No problem. At Chuck Lindsay's Hangar Bar, they've got groat and picklets, which is, and I hope I said that right.
Yes.
They're Eppie's marinated fried pork shoulder, fried green plantain, and picklets. Now, the culinary cast member Daphne Vilme Dorsalane draws inspiration from Garot, which is a Haitian fried pork dish, which is cherished, a cherished favorite among family gatherings. Now they've got these marinated blend called Eppies, which is a Scotch bonnet, bell pepper, and spices. Oh, Scotch bonnet. Whoa, it's got some spice. Mm-hmm. Also served with plantains and picklets, which is pickled cabbage slaw. And this flavorful, spicy dish is a weekend tradition, bringing the taste home to the United States and earning praise from Daphne's kids as one of their favorites. Sounds great to me. I will try it.
Cute.
Yes. Over at Polite Pig, the pork belly dairy Copawana, which is sweet and spicy pork belly and dairy Copawana, which is rice and black beans. And it has onion jalapeno slaw. That sounds very cool. Over at Splitsville Luxury Lanes, they have House of Brown 2021 California Red Blend. And Vivoli El Gelato, available through March 30th. They've got Black Girl Magic Float, which is vanilla gelato and Black Girl Magic wine from McBride Sisters Wine Company. Ooh. Anytime I hear Black Girl Magic, I always think about Photon from the Marvels movie. Black Girl Magic. I love it. Truth. All right. What's shaking over there at Disneyland, Kat?
Well, at Troubadour Tavern, available February 16th through the 18th and 23rd through the 25th, you can get a fried chicken bowl. Spicy honey glazed fried chicken served with four cheese mac and cheese, smoked turkey collard greens, and sweet potato cornbread. They will also have sweet potato pie casserole, which is sweet potato pecan pie. That one's new. At the Riverbell Terrace for a couple of months, February 1st through April 1st, you could get their brunch platter, which has pancakes, scrambled eggs, biscuits and gravy, and house slaw. Or their dinner platter, which has barbecue brisket, fried chicken, buttery mashed potatoes, and biscuits and gravy. Cafe Orleans, for the same duration, has their prefix meal with a choice of appetizer, deviled eggs and pickled vegetables, gumbo or Caesar salad with cornmeal, fried fish, and turtle cheesecake.
Yum.
Wow.
Yeah.
At Tiana's Palace, all the time, you can get house-filled beignet, this currently featuring lemon icebox pie filling topped with lemon glaze, the seven greens gumbo with chicken and andouille sausage, the seven greens gumbo plant-based, and the beef po' boy sandwich. All those are on the menu all the time. I highly recommend the house-made pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Over at California Adventure at Lamplight Lounge and Lamplight Lounge Boardwalk Dining, you can currently get the Brown Estate Chaos Theory Red Wine Blend. At the Disneyland Hotel in the Lobby Lounge, available all month in February, you can get the Shrimp and Grits, Sweet Potato Fries Poutine, which is sweet potato fries, gravy, and cheese curds, a barrel-aged smoked cocktail with Uncle Nearest 1884 Bourbon, Turbinado Sugar, Angostura Bitters, Peychaud's Bitters, and a luxury ice cube. Ooh. They will also have McBride Sister Sparkling Rosé and Crown and Hops Pilsner. Nice. Al John, tell us about the Grand Californian Hotel and Spa.
Yes, over there at the Craftsman Bar, Hearthstone Lounge, and Storytellers Cafe from the 1st through March 1st, you can get the Golden Soul, which features Uncle Nearest 1884, ginger liqueur, creme de cassis, lime juice, and raspberries. Mm-hmm. They also have Crown and Hops 8 Trill Pills. So that's a nice little pilsner there for you. Mm-hmm. At Downtown District, of course, they've got the Salt and Straw. They always have these awesome seasonal flavors, special flavors. So they have the cinnamon and honey fried chicken ice cream. Whoa, mind is blown. In partnership and support of Black-owned businesses, Ezel's Famous Chicken out of Washington State, the savory and spicy ice cream is made with fresh croissants, torn into bits, then deep-fried with chicken fat until crispy, then churned into the salted vanilla ice cream. It's got a touch of cinnamon, splash of honey, shake of secret spices that give you a sweet Cajun heat with pleasant pops and crackles.
Wow.
Oh, let me tell you, that sounds magnificent. So there's so many ways to just celebrate soulfully, to celebrate Black History Month. I love the food that they have here. They always just knock it out of the park. It looks and sounds amazing. And if you're able to partake in this wonderful culinary celebration, send a pic and be sure to tag Dining at Disney, because we want to see it. And we want to see you enjoy it. Do a video and leave us some really cool notes with the voicemail as well. Man, please. So many great things. We just want to hear from you and see your pictures. That'd be amazing, right?
And honestly, I have to do this because I do it every year. I am not the foremost scholar on this topic, but if you would like to get a little bit of a crash course, 10-minute long lesson about the history of some soul foods, you can check out Eat the Pictures episode about called Soul Food.
Yeah.
Where I talk a little bit about the history and you know, the uses of all these cultural iconic foods that are featured in this list and that are served every day in some houses across the world. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it lives in our household for sure. Well, you know, Kristen loves cooking this type of food, being that she's a big fan of the New Orleans flavor. And definitely with the Cajun Creole inspiration. And once again, Princess Tiana lives in this house with Kristen and our kids. So we definitely love it. Well, gang, believe that wraps up our show for today. Can you believe it?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. You are the reason we do the show, so please support us by sharing and giving us a 5-star review. Speaking of support, if you enjoy what we do, consider becoming a supporter on Spotify or shop our links. You can find them in our link in the show notes or on our website. Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Strollers, and Garden Grocer, diningatdisney.com, or in the show notes, as I said. Aljon, tell everyone where they can find us.
Well, yes, you can find us on all social media. That's right. We're there. You can definitely interact with us the best over at Facebook. I will tell you that. That's kind of where we're at for the most part. But you can find me, Aljon Go, on Instagram. That's Aljongo on Instagram, where I talk about music and guitars and, of course, promote these podcasts that we do. And speaking of podcasts, you can check out my other podcast with host Dave Bossert, filmmaker, animator, and award-winning author, in our podcast called Skull Rock Podcast about Disney and pop culture. So check us out every single week. And we are delving into more of... actually, we're going into some really new territory here in the weeks to come, because we're... talking about animators for the new crop of Disney films, including Wreck-It Ralph 2, Wish, as well as and so many other new films like Moana and Raya the Last Dragon. So we're kind of moving out a little bit outside of the Disney Renaissance era, so it's pretty exciting. Also, you can find Kat, as she mentioned, on her podcast about food and film and fun, called Eat the Pictures, where you can go back in the show archives and check out Soul Food and learn more about that. But of course, you can always check out Kat on Instagram. She lives there at Catastrophe. That's at CAT_ASTROPHE on Instagram. So please check it out.
Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites. And of course, at diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends at Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com or, of course, on their beautiful app. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.